Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seth Everett joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He's the host of the Sports with Friends podcast, also the Hall of Justice podcast. He's our national baseball insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Seth, first off, have to ask you if you know any details or any new developments in the David Ortiz situation over the Dominican Republic this weekend.
Well, I have some, but before we get into that, I don't want to go into the dark times. I have a funny Disney story to tell you at the end of the segment. That's all I'm teasing. It's funny.
Okay, good.
Any baseball fan will love.
I like funny.
Now that's a good. That's a big league tease, Seth Everett. Mm-hmm.
The situation with Ortiz is shocking to so many people, but nobody in baseball. The story with Ortiz is that he hung around with shady characters from the minute he came to the Boston Red Sox. And there are many theories as to why this happened, and none of them is freak accident. None of them is innocent victim. There have been talk about mistresses. There have been talk about shady characters. And I'll tell you one, and it was outlined today in the recording of my Sports with Friends podcast. A former FBI investigator said that there was a guy who was got into this country illegally, was running an illegal gambling ring and an illegal drug ring, and David Ortiz threatened to pull out of the 2006 home run derby unless this guy could go on the field with him.
And
it's outlined in this book called Baseball Cop that I've talked to you guys before about.
You have?
And so when Ortiz got shot, Eddie Dominguez called me and said, you know, we talked about Ortiz. And I said, yeah. And so they came back on and gave me all the insights that they knew and how Rob Manfred knew what David Ortiz was dealing with and looked the other way.
You know, you just wonder how many times in professional sports that commissioners do know stuff that are going on. I mean, Gary always talked about the NFL, and now NFL security knows about everybody at all times, about every single thing that they're doing. And, you know, they get reports back to the commissioner's office or whatever, or maybe not directly to the commissioner, but other people in the commissioner's office know, and heads are turned and things are ignored because of how good a player may be.
Well, and I want to take that one step further, because in this circumstance with Ortiz, he's a retired player. Now, I give credit to the NFL Players Association for doing what it does, and it doesn't even do enough for retired players and protecting retired players. What does baseball do, and what's the role of baseball once a player announces his retirement? So if you knew that he was dealing in shady stuff then, do you now just drop the case? You drop the investigation? And David Ortiz was confronted. I'll tell you one other David Ortiz story that I found fascinating. When Aaron Hernandez was charged with the first murder, remember Aaron Hernandez, the Patriots player?
Yeah.
Okay. When Aaron Hernandez was charged with the first murder, that spring, the Major League Baseball security team brought in investigators on the Hernandez case to give details to the Boston Red Sox. David Ortiz was in the front row. And yet he still had these guys associated. He called them his barbers. That's what he called them. He would tell, and Theo Epstein once called this investigator, the guy who was on my podcast, and he told this story on the show just an hour ago. Theo Epstein called up Eddie Dominguez and said, what are you doing? I'm trying to sign this guy to a contract. And Eddie said, wait a second, the guy's just being prosecuted by the FBI. Why wouldn't I do that to David? Why wouldn't I try to protect Big Poppy? And they saw it a very different way. And, you know, ever since Penn State, and I'm not making that an apples-to-apples analogy, but ever since Penn State, I always say the cover-up is worse. And to me, I would love to know what Theo Epstein thinks about David Ortiz right now. And if David Ortiz had died, who in baseball would have come forward?
Nobody.
Yeah, probably nobody. Well, and I also understand, who sent the plane or the helicopter out there for him to bring him back?
Oh, the Red Sox. David Ortiz was there for Fox, and I said he was the most popular person on the in the building that day, and he had been retired for 5 years. I mean, so his legend has grown in the city of Boston. Look, he won 3 world championships. I'm not taking any of that away from him.
No.
He was also on the supposed anonymous list of 2003 steroid guys, and he dealt with this guy. David Ortiz, this is a documented thing. David Ortiz in 2006 threatened to not play in the Home Run Derby unless his friend Munga could be on the field with him.
And they let him be on the field, right?
And they let him get on the field.
Yes, of course they did.
Joining us now is
talking about enabling. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off, Seth. It's just it's a precarious situation that you're looking at because you see a guy that Pedro Martinez, who's very respected in what he's done on the MLB Network, is crying in tears yesterday about this situation, and you are, you know, we're learning so much more of what exactly was entailed in Big Poppy's life outside of being the beloved number 34 for the Boston Red Sox.
I mean, look, I wish nothing but a full recovery for David Ortiz. I just think to say that David Ortiz didn't associate himself with shady characters for his entire career, and then you're surprised that someone tried to kill him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, that usually is what goes down.
This is outside of maybe baseball. Can I ask another question?
Get into it. Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest
Online. I don't know if you saw the NBA game last night where we had Kevin Durant. He goes down and fans are, I guess they were cheering that he was hurt. Have you seen any other fan bases? Have you known any other fan bases to kind of, whether it be baseball, football, or have you seen this happen in any other place?
That's a great question because, you know, Toronto had gotten so much praise for their unabashed support of the Raptors. And I was first in line to say people were rooting for them. But to cheer a guy's injury is so obnoxious.
Right.
They should be ashamed of themselves. And, you know, it wasn't just one group. It was a whole building. That was really, really surprising. And I hadn't seen that in sports in a long time. I've seen, you know, batteries being thrown. I've seen that.
I've been privy to that. But, yeah, go ahead.
I've seen ugly, you know, settings on that side. But I can't single out one particular city and say I saw something that would be a big red flag. Not off the top of my head.
The only thing I remember, Seth, is didn't they boo or do something when Michael Irvin broke his neck or something like that? I think I vaguely remember that.
That's outside my pay grade. I don't remember that at all. Actually,
I remember being at a Packer party back when the Packers couldn't beat the Cowboys, and it was either Deion or Michael Irvin got up, and it was all woozy and concussed and whatever. And everybody in the Packer party was cheering as this dude was all woozy walking off the field.
I guess my point, what I'm trying to make, is I think to a certain degree, if you got 100,000, or let's say you got 20,000, 30,000 people in a particular place, you can't control everybody. You're going to have stupid fans no matter where you go.
No, I understand that. But the idea, you know, one of my favorite things about a sport is to applaud a guy even if he's on the other team. I mean, especially when there's an injury situation. I just think that's one of the best things about sports.
Correct.
And it's one of the things you love the most. And Toronto really painted itself in a bad light. I like I tweeted something, you know, very similar to that this morning, and some yimmy on Twitter said, "And now he hurt his Achilles, not his knee." I was trying to illustrate a point, man.
That's the Twitter world.
You know, Seth, this Brewers team now comes off of a sweep this weekend, and now they get
nice
a
weekend.
Very nice weekend, and now they get a very, very tough Houston Astros team here for a couple of games to start this West Coast trip. Then it's on to San Francisco, then on to San Diego. We asked this question yesterday. Who or what to you has been most impressive about this Brewers team thus far this season?
The rotation. has been, to me, the best in that if they go only two times through the lineup, they generally have a success. It's when they start to stretch them out. It's when, you know, teams send more than the minimum in the first six innings up to bat is when you've run into problems. So the numbers aren't flawless. But I like the idea that the Brewers go out every day and they're just expecting five or six quality innings. And when they don't get it, it's an anomaly, not the rule.
Seth, the offense has also just been outstanding. And when you look at Mike Moustakas, is 40, 45 home runs what he's on pace to hit now, is that going to be enough to get this guy a multi-year deal? Or are we going to still be working with Mike Moustakas on one-year, $10 million contracts?
Well, you know, it's funny because Moustakas is one of the players. I was doing a study the last 48 hours about all the home runs. I don't know if you saw the Diamondbacks and Phillies set a record for the amount of home runs in a game. And I said to all Philly fans, does anybody like that game? The question, you know, for Moustakas, I think he gets a multi-year deal. I think if he hits 35, I think he still gets a multi-year deal. As long as he's healthy, I think he has proved his weight in gold. And I think he's been a great addition. We praised it when he was first acquired, and I think he's done a yeoman's job.
And I'll say it, it's in Milwaukee.
I'd be happy with that. I'd be very happy with that.
Let me ask you this, Seth. What, the Hira kid that we have here, what are the Brewers doing right by him, or should he be up here?
Are we starting this again?
Okay, yeah. I don't think Gary was here.
I wasn't here.
Gary wasn't here.
There was a fighting match, Gary.
With who?
Oh, well,
let me see if I agree or disagree with this. Go ahead.
Well, look, I respect the Brewers' loyalty in realizing that if you let either Travis Shaw or, go, you're in this situation that Hira has options. You had a chance to send him down and keep, you know, other guys on the roster. I have no problem with loyalty. The thing about it is that, you know, rosters are fluid and injuries happen.
Correct.
And I do think he'll be back relatively soon. But, I'm like tiptoeing around this answer. I do not want to go down that rabbit hole again.
Well, I think you and I agree then, Seth. I mean, I think we agree. Well, yeah, I agree with you.
Do me a favor. Don't miss shows that I come on because I could have used you.
Yeah,
you could have used some backup. That was a firing match. At Seth _ Everett on Twitter. Seth, you told us that you had a Disney story. We got to hear it right now.
So when my kids were little, mm-hmm. we set up our stroller at the Disney parade at the end of the day.
Yep.
And my wife took the baby to one of the souvenir shops, you know, ice cream, cotton candy, or whatever nonsense we were getting. And this guy, this obnoxious guy wearing a St. Louis Cardinals shirt, was trying to box me out of my spot. I had the spot secured. And he's like bogarting in, and he's getting in front. And I said, "Excuse me, can you move?" And he does it again, like 5 minutes later. And I said, "Dude," and I'm thinking to myself, "Am I going to start a fight right here in Disney World?"
You're going to knock this guy out.
So I saw that he had a Cardinals shirt on. Mm-hmm. And earlier that day, it was announced that Adam Wainwright was out for the year for Tommy John surgery.
So he's not in a good mood anyhow.
No, he didn't know.
Oh, no.
So I said, "Hey, Cardinal fan, how's Adam Wainwright doing this year?" And he goes, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Huh, he's out for the year." And he went, "What are you talking about? He's out for the year. That's not nice. You know." I said, "Hey, man, can't argue with the facts." And he leaves to go check the situation.
Get your spot.
I got my spot.
He used sports to get a spot at the Parade of Disney. That is amazing.
Stevie is going to start using that. That's going to be Sparky's new tactic
now
if somebody ever gets into your spot.
Now, like for the fireworks, you get fast passes to get in a prime area for the fireworks. Back in the day, you could never do that. You could never use fast passes to get seats.
It's a mind-numbing experience. I think I've done Disney. My kids are 10 and 7. I've done Disney 3 or 4 times. It's torture. And now they're at the age where they're not into the princesses anymore. So
that saves you money. Yeah.
Seth,
these guys have been.
I don't care how many Star Wars lands you make.
These guys have been trying to get me to Disney World and Door County. I told them I'm closer to 16 than 46, so I'm going to keep my money and not do any of those situations. But I'm going to look.
Not a cheap place. It's not.
No chance. No chance. Seth Everett, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week, regular day, Monday, 3:48 here on The Big Show.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
No problem, Seth. Appreciate you. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.